When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Clemson fans, whether you are buying or selling a house or just protecting your home as a future investment, you need a contractor you can truly trust. At Crawlspace Medic, we are locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, and we provide fast reports, itemized estimates, and zero sales pressure. We offer free inspections for homeowners and real estate agents, all completed by certified techs. Partner with Crawlspace Medic today for that free inspection.
Welcome to the Road Rage, Ramona. So the Women's Hoop Network, you know, they made a big deal of it on the four-letter last night. Audie Crooks, the Iowa State girl who led her team to a victory over Kansas in an upset. I guess it was an upset, yeah. Audie Crooks led her team to a close victory over Kansas, and Audie scored over half of their points. Audie isn't really very Audie-like. Audi is more like tractor trailer like.
Oh, you're talking about a basketball player.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Yes.
I've seen her. She's surprisingly athletic.
She's surprisingly large. That's the first
she
thing.
Is,
I mean,
but,
she.
But still, she's.
Well, she's also surprisingly large. And when I say surprisingly large, what I really mean is this. First of all, she's friggin' enormous, let's be honest, okay? She's about the same width as she is height. I mean, and it's built like Wes Unseld, okay? It's historic reference, all right? So there's another saying that is less historic, but brick blank house, okay? That's what she's built like. I mean, it's like running into a wall if you run into her, all right? The part I don't understand, I really can't, it just doesn't compute for me at all. She plays basketball. She runs up and down a court all day, every day, a million times. How is it possible that she can be that size?
She's staying that size.
That's what I'm saying. How is it possible? How is it possible that
I don't know.
That
maybe she's taking in as much as she's putting out. I don't know.
She's taken in as much as she's putting out. Okay.
Yeah.
So in any case,
it's balanced.
The Women's Hoop Network puts up this thing on Audie Crooks today with three fire emojis and all that stuff, 41 points and four rebounds. And I'm watching a little highlight package here, Ramona, right? And I'm going to retweet it all for your benefit right now. And I wrote this in response because someone has to. I wrote, fully half of these buckets are offensive fouls. multiple chicken arm hooks, shoulder clear outs. And honestly, I think it's more than half. I think it's like an offensive foul every play, virtually every play. So what is it? Are we is there some rule now? It's we can't call a foul on the big girl because she's a big girl. Is that it? Does she? Is there some boundary that we can't cross if we dare call for a foul because she should have fouled out? Okay, I mean, she's committing numerous offensive fouls. And I'm not saying she has no skills. She took a one-foot fadeaway, Dirk Nowitzki style, but she's clearing out with her off arm. And when this girl clears out, I mean, it's like you are being really cleared out. And she's using a chicken hook constantly in slow motion because she doesn't move fast. She's using a chicken hook constantly, which is an offensive foul on any level of basketball, any time. Sometimes it doesn't get seen because the moves are quick. These aren't quick. I mean, in one case, she just totally bowled this poor girl over. Now listen, should they be fronting her? Should they be trying something else defensively other than what they're doing? Should they double her quickly? Should they front her? Yes. Yeah, I mean, she's a good passer. She has some basketball skills. I'm not questioning any of that. But I'm going to repost this, and you'll see that on virtually – On the vast majority of these baskets, she is committing diabolical offensive fouls.
She's practically knocking these girls.
Right. She's knocking them over. She's clearing them out. She's hooking. She's using the chicken hook, which is that's a move when you're trying to get around. You're trying to get around a defender and you can't quite blow by him because you're not athletic enough. So what you do is you take your elbow and you hook it around them. And that allows you to clear past them.
Oh, let's see.
So you can watch for that. She does that numerous times.
Yeah, and then a lot of women are landing on the floor.
Yes.
They're bouncing off her.
Now, again, that could be a part of her size. And I'm not saying these other opponents never flop. But I am saying in this highlight reel that they're showing in these.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean.
Well, again,
I mean, she's playing, and you're saying they're not fouling her enough. Now,
no,
a couple times
no,
the, girl, the
no,
girls
no, no.
are ended up on the floor.
I'm saying she's committing offensive fouls on virtually every move. And most of these are offensive fouls that should have been called on her. The basket
on
should.
Her, that's what I'm
right,
saying.
The
you're
should,
saying they're not calling fouls on her enough.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Right. She should have fouled out of this game.
Yeah,
I mean, she's just in this little highlight reel here. She committed at least five offensive fouls. At least five. I mean, at least five. Probably, well, more than five. Not only that, she committed at least five offensive fouls and three felonious assaults.
Okay, so this chicken hook, what is it that you're saying, this hook thing?
What's
it called?
It's a chicken hook. There's not
okay,
really...
Okay, it's
that,
called a
what,
chicken hook.
That's
okay.
what it is. It's you're trying to get around the player who's guarding you.
Yeah.
So you take your elbow and you hook it around the defender, and that allows you clearance to get past them.
I got it.
And
that's a legal move?
Illegal.
It's an illegal move.
Completely illegal.
Okay, well, then she should have been called foul then.
Right, because she's done it.
Yeah, okay.
She's done that at least three times in this clip. Probably more than that. And then several times she's just, she's just using her forearm and or her shoulder to just knock the defensive player right to the ground. Like, okay, this one right here. Let me just stop this one right here. Where is this one? Right here. I'm at 17 seconds, okay? Link me up. You have it at 17 seconds?
You want me to do that?
Yeah, you get to 17 seconds. Okay? They're about to throw her a post-entry pass. All right, meaning the girl has the ball on the outside. She's about to dump it into Audi Crux at 17 seconds. This is one of these plays. She's going to use both the chicken hook and throw the lead block into the defender.
Okay,
watch this now.
So
all right, so click it. Okay, there's the chicken hook. Okay,
yeah,
actually, that was more just
she
chicken
got
hook.
An elbowed her in the side. She didn't fall over.
Yeah, no, that was more just chicken hook. That wasn't the full body blow, but it was a blatant.
Full body. There she goes. She shoved somebody.
Oh yeah, she shoved her.
She shoved her
twice. The next one after that, she commits two offensive fouls on one play. I mean, okay. Is it? I don't get it. Is it that we can't call fouls on the fat girl? Is that it? Is that what we're talking about here?
Maybe
because again,
scared.
Okay, this one she throws a blatant elbow into her on this one.
I saw that.
She throws a blatant elbow, then yeah. She turns and she clears her out using her other elbow. You know that?
Yeah,
that,
I can see how that should be.
Yeah, this one's even worse offense. Let's see.
I wouldn't want to be. Yeah, that poor girl fell straight on the floor.
Yeah, let's see here. Okay. This one, they're going to dump it down through the middle of the lane. This one starts at 22 seconds, okay?
They don't want to be on her.
They dump it down to her in the middle of the lane at 23 seconds. She throws an elbow, first of all, to clear out. Then she uses her other elbow and knocks the poor apples girl right off the court and then lays it in. I mean, these are all offensive fouls. She's committed. Look, in this little highlight package, the Women's Hoop Network is showing this highlight package. In this little highlight package alone, she's committed at least 10 offensive fouls and several felonies.
Yeah, she is, and that one girl is probably like, take me out. I do not want to be here.
Right. Right.
She's getting banged up by her.
Right, that poor girl.
That one girl.
Yeah, that poor girl. I mean, yeah, she's not happy about those matchups either. She wants to play zone. She wants you to go to zone and stop playing man to man. Yeah, it's just. I'm sorry. That's just awful. I mean,
now,
women's basketball officiating is just terrible.
Okay, so this is a highlight woohoo clip, not a look what she did clip. You're doing it. Like
right,
that.
Right. But no, they posted, they're celebrating her 41 points.
Yeah, they're posting.
Yeah, they're celebrating her 41 points, ignoring the fact.
You're saying, look, broke that one girl's back when
That in that little 2-minute segment, she's committed at least 10 offensive fouls and 3 felonious assaults.
Well, now, the other team should say something.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do, but they're not calling it. So I don't know. I don't know what that means, okay? I mean, again, I'm not saying that she doesn't have skill, okay? I'm not saying she doesn't have skill. I'm also saying that there are times people are probably flopping against her, and she's got, you know, a big, big body, and you have to give a player like that a little bit of leeway. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, what's going on in that highlight reel is just patently ridiculous. Those are all clear, blatant offensive fouls at any level of basketball, anytime, anywhere. And they're happening in slow motion. You know, it's not like they dump it into her and she makes some quick low block move, like a quick drop step. It's all in slow motion. She's giant. You know, so every official should see this because it's like they're getting the benefit of slow motion replay in live time. I'm sorry. Who's on line one, Ramona?
I have to see.
Oh, okay. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. I'm sorry. There's just no way. I mean, they're all blatant offensive fouls. And they all should be called, and she'd be falling out in 5 minutes. I mean, that's the reality. Texter 470 says, thank you all. I agree with you totally on that blank fouling. Yes. I mean, it's just awful. Texter said, just watched it. This is terrible. The ref should be put in jail. Right. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's the reality of it. Those are all offensive fouls on any level of basketball. Now, this is going to be interesting. We have Coach Davis?
Yeah.
Okay. Coach, it's good of you to join us, Coach. Thank you.
Walt, I had to call in.
All right, Coach. So
you're talking about...
Did you see the clip?
First of all, I've seen her play. I didn't see those clips, no. But I have seen her play.
Yeah.
First of all, Bill Finley, the coach at Iowa State, is a great basketball coach and a dear friend and a good, good person.
Yep.
And he's been there a long time. He is a heck of a basketball coach. But he's never had a dominant post player. He's always relied upon three-point shooting.
Right.
But he's got a post player. Now, I'm telling you, I've always said that big-bodied post players are a problem. because, first of all, it takes a long time to run around them. I agree with your assessment on defending her. I think you have to front her and make them see right. what kind of hands she has.
Right.
See if she can catch the lob pass.
And see whether they can throw a lob pass.
Yeah. Well, the lob pass is the most difficult pass in basketball to complete
right.
if you have pressure at the point of the ball.
Yeah, right.
And help side defense.
Yep.
But at the same point in time, the rules allow her to play like she's playing. I was on the NCAA rules committee way back in the day, and we initiated a rule called rule of displacement. Whether it was the defensive player displacing the offensive post player or a cutter, or whether it was the offensive player that was backing up and doing it as Miss Crooks does, creating space. If you displace the defender, it's an offensive foul. But evidently that rule's gone by the wayside.
Coach, I'm telling you, you have to see this highlight reel. 2 minutes and 39 seconds, I'm telling you, she commits 15 offensive fouls. I mean, she's committing multiple offensive fouls on individual trips down the court. And some stuff that's always been part of the rule. You know, you can't chicken hook. And
right.
she does that numerous times. I mean, on one play,
right.
she tries for a seal mid-post. She takes her right elbow. She flings it into the defender, knocking her backwards. Then she makes the catch. Then she takes a little drop step. And then she uses her left elbow to completely knock the girl off the court. And there's no call at all. I mean, these are fouls. These are offensive fouls
right. of
any level, anywhere. And I'm not saying she gets that same treatment every game, because I've seen her play her a number of times. I watched her as a freshman. I thought it was amazing. I'd never seen anything quite like it. But
right.
but in this Kansas game, for whatever reason, these officials just completely blew it, because she's got to be fouled out of that game. There's no
right.
way. I mean, you can't let her get away with all of that stuff.
Well, I think officiating in both men's and women's basketball has become like officiating in football with the pass interference.
Yeah.
They can call it when they want to call it.
Do you watch the WNBA?
A little. I'm not a big fan. I coached there for one season, and I'm not going to say anything.
The officiating in that league is just an abomination. Yeah. I mean,
I know.
I don't know where they're getting those officials from. I mean, I have no idea. But they have to go back.
Supposed to be the best of the collegiate ranks.
They're just awful. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know if they're afraid to call fouls on WNBA players. I'm not sure what that deal is, but it looked a little like this.
Yeah.
But I, you know, when you have the Women's Hoop Network or whatever that is, and they're putting this highlight reel up of Audie Crooks scoring 41 points and using that as an example, it's just not good for business, because, again, I may be underestimating the number of offensive fouls she committed in 2 minutes and 30 seconds worth of highlights. You have to see it. Are you on social media?
Oh, yeah, I watch.
Oh,
on the Facebook and all that kind of stuff. I'm not on Twitter and anything.
Oh, okay, because no. I was going to send you this clip. All right. All right, Coach. I'm telling you, go watch it. You just won't believe it. But it's always good talking to you, Coach. You need to call more often, like I said.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you. Always great speaking with you.
Bye.
Yeah, he's seen Audie Crooks play, and he's friends with the coach out there, and he acknowledges some of that. But if he ever saw this. Like, if we're sitting here together watching this clip right now, he'd be laughing. He'd be laughing, because there's no way to do anything but laugh. I mean, like I said, she's committed 15 offensive fouls and at least 3 felonious assaults. I mean, it's just, it's impossible. And the poor girl.
That same girl
right.
is like, I don't want
right.
to
Right, the poor anymore. Girl trying to defend her. Again, look, you first of all, again, from a defensive standpoint, it's like I said, you got to try to front her, all right? You got to try to make them throw it to her. She's not the most agile human being. So make them try and float a pass above you, front her. Try that. And again, put pressure on the passer, which makes post-entry more difficult. And I think you'll create a bunch of turnovers. Now, you also might wind up with just giving her offensive rebounding position, and there's no way you're going to move her out of there once you front her. So in other words, you know, that's the next problem, because she's just going to back you into submission. You know, so there's that too. Quick break. Wall tip to the road rage. We'll be right back.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the Upstate and let our elves, oh, I mean friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft-dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the Upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. The year-end clearance sale is here. You cannot miss this. We've got triple power sofas for just $14.95. All of our mattresses, including Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and even adjustable bases are on sale right now. Plus, with 2 years no-interest financing, there's never been a better time. That's only at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Highway 123 bypass and Easley, open Monday through Saturday.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Pluck here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try 6 new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Tulu Road Rage, we are back. What's the name of this bowl, Ramona? What?
It's a potato bowl.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's a.
Famous.
Oh yeah, it's famous.
Famous Idaho potato bowl.
What's always
not
been
just a regular potato bowl, but famous.
So bowl. You know, Ramona. Again, we acknowledge that games can change in a second because all it takes is one stupid play to change a game. See, I think it's what people don't realize. Like you make
Washington State.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay, well, they're winning by 20.
Right, but what I'm saying is all it takes is one stupid play. Like, for example, if they throw a pick six right now, and I shouldn't have said that and tempt fate, and it becomes 20 and it becomes 20-7, then all the momentum changes.
Catch the ball. We're only in the third quarter.
Catch the ball. Wide open, catch the ball. Quarterback eluded pressure, basically handed it to you, and you dropped the easy first down with a run for 30 yards. But this has been all Washington State so far. This is a team that started out playing really poorly, and then I thought as the season went on, they played better and better. They actually probably should have beaten James Madison. They were killing them at the half. They put up like 300 yards offense against James Madison in the first half, or 250 or whatever it was, and I thought they were playing well. It was all day to throw. Got a guy wide open. Good. There you go. That's what we want, Ramona. That's what we want. We want more touchdowns, Ramona, so no great comebacks can go against us.
Oh, I always want that. I never want the other team to score.
Well,
it's easier that way.
Well, we both have Washington State, correct?
That is correct, Walt.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Lake Kiwi, and then we'll take a look at some of that. We have a lot of bowl games to catch up on, to discuss. I want to talk at length about Miami and A&M, which I thought was one of the great football games I've ever seen. Honestly, I thought it was one of the greatest college football games I've ever seen. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Hurry in for the best selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets gone. With discounts like this big, vehicles are going to go fast. So, again, they have 600 vehicles at Lake Kiwi, okay? But at these sale prices, the best choices, or maybe not even the best choice, maybe just the color you think is the best choice, will be gone. So don't let that happen to you. Do not snooze. Big news, Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram's year-end sale is on, and they've saved the best for last. And I'm talking new trucks discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price. $10,000. Yes, you can save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s and get financing as low as 4.9% at the same time. Al at Lake Kiwi. That's crazy. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. Not sure which you want. You can compare, contrast. You can drive them both. You can do a side-by-side. Figure out which truck you like best. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owned, pre-owned trucks in stock. You can test drive those, too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate. No one's close. And they're all clearance price for this massive year-end sale. Financing is easy, regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved. So hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. All right, Ramona. So the bowl contest is a contest I usually win. But I had not been winning. But if Washington State wins this game, then I think I tie for the lead with Sam, I think. Do you have the – we need to take a look at those picks. Do you have the picks? Where is it?
Okay, now you want the ones a bunch of them.
Yeah,
starting
well,
with Washington State.
Well, we're going to do both because we got to go back and we got to see. There it is, Ramona. There it is. They're driving and they turned it over. There it is. These games are never over till they're over. Never. It won't surprise me if this thing winds up 20-14. There it is. Look. What is that? What kind of wounded duck crap throw is that? I mean, come on, man. I mean, you've got a 20-0 lead. You're in plus territory driving. What on earth was that? I don't know. In any case, Ramona, I had a texter, Ramona, write me and said that Audi Crooks committed 8 to 10 offensive fouls on a single play.
Counting them.
On a single play. So yeah, it's I'm telling you, 100% she should have been fouled out on all that stuff. Yeah. You just can't bulldoze people over, which she was doing. So here we go, Ramona. See, now I'm getting nervous. And now they got a guy wide open. Look.
Wow.
And already, this is what happens. This is what happens. You never count any of these stupid games over. Never. Never. It was 20-0. Ramona, first of all, it should be like 34-0 already. But it's 20 it's 20-0, right? And you're driving down the field. You're at like the plus 30-yard line. You turn it over, and now they're in the red zone. One play later. Okay, so let's take a look at what do we have going on here, Ramona? You got off to a rough start, didn't you, in the first 10 games?
We're going back to those.
We
need the results for those.
No. We're going to get to we're going to go over those games individually as part of the conversation. I want to talk about A&M and Miami, etc. So we're going to go back over those games that have been played. He's got a guy wide open, okay. And he missed him. He had a guy wide open, well-designed play by Utah State. What's this call? There's a call. There's a flag. What's this flag? Is it offensive pass interference? I thought they said a little pick there. What did they do here? What do we have going on here? Make a call. Come on. Come on, buddy. Make a call. You know, Ramona, there's a lot of green grass on that blue field. You know, it doesn't look like they've dyed the field or whatever they do to that field. It doesn't look like they've dyed that field in a long time, Ramona. Are you there? Is this thing working? Hello, testing.
Do you see
all the green through the blue and through the yellow?
I see that.
That field looks a little rough.
That field does not look
like it looks when Boise State plays on it. It does not. What do they call an illegal man downfield? What do they call? Did Washington State decline it? I think they declined it. So you got a third. Yeah, they did. You got a third and five. Third and five from the 12-yard line. So here's Utah State. Rolling right, running, throws it up for grabs. It's incomplete. Are they going to call defensive pass interference? No. So, Ramona, they have to kick another field goal. Now, they were down here once before. They tried a short field goal. They missed it by 30 yards. Ramona, they had a 20-yard field goal early. They missed by 30 yards. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're down 20. You probably have to go for this. They could have called DPI on that. They could have. Honestly, they could have called that dude for DPI earlier, too, but they did not. So it's fourth and five. What are they going to do? John Mann always says toughest points to get out of the first one. Nope. They're going for it. Makes sense. Only 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Fourth and five. Down 20 to nothing. So here it is, Ramona. If they convert, we're a long way. We're going to have to sweat the rest of this game out. If they don't, now we have a timeout. So nothing's going to happen right now, Ramona. All right. So on... the excitement is tangible. You can feel it.
Oh, yes.
You know, can you imagine if they actually... Awesome. You know, I get people all the time, right, Wilson, and say, well, why don't you do the call commentary? We need that.
No,
we need
because
that.
You get all yeah. mad. And next no. thing you know, you're all hyped up.
Well, no. What it would be is I would tell the truth in ways that would make them very saying. Uncomfortable.
Why'd you do that? Right. Why'd you do that?
Right. You what, freaking
why?
Loser.
You weren't even. You weren't even supposed to be over there.
You freaking scrub.
I know.
Why'd your mother have you?
Oh, that's far. Man.
I see you in there making signals.
Yes. All right.
So we have a fourth and five. Utah State with the ball. They're trailing 20-0. 2 minutes left in the third quarter from the 12-yard line. Plus 12-yard line. And that ball is incomplete unless there's a flag. Is there a flag? There is a flag. We have a flag. It's defensive pass interference. So they should have called it on this dude last time, Ramona. Now they did. Now it's defensive pass interference. They're screwing us up, Ramona. They are screwing us up. Fourth and five. I mean, you gotta prove they can catch the ball. You can't just commit penalties. So that's where we are, Ramona. That's less than good. I'm not excited about that. I also wasn't excited about what happened to me with my underdog pick, Ramona. Oh my goodness gracious. The other day. But let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. Plus, with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. We've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, even some surprises sprinkled in. Now's the best time to get in the game. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. So, Ramona, let me tell you what happens to me the other day. So the other day, Ramona, this is what happens on my underdog play. I've got I gave out two plays that focused on Oklahoma and Alabama. One of them lost, the other was a winner. At least it should have been. And we generally only give out winners on air. But so here's what happens, Ramona. Here's all I need. Remember I played the Alabama scrub kicker to go higher than his half, and then they changed it, and I got that, okay? So I played the Oklahoma kicker run to go higher than 1.5 because I figured there's going to be field goals in this game, defense. I think it's like a mortal lock guarantee, right? Well, it's getting late in the game. It's not a mortal lock guarantee. He only has one field goal. Now, but here's what happens, Ramona. Oklahoma drives, and the clock's running out. They're 10 points down. They got a score, so they elect to take the field goal first, okay? So they have a 36-yard field goal to make that will cut the lead to 7. And, Ramona, it will give Walt a win on underdog. All this kicker has to do is make a 36-yard field goal, Ramona. Now, this isn't any kicker, Ramona. This is the guy who won the Lou Groza Award as the best kicker in America. Okay? He's the nation's best kicker. In fact, Ramona, this is how good he is. He's made 24 straight field goals, including 8 straight from over 50 yards, which he made easily. And so all the chump Lou Groza Award winner has to do now is to make a 36-yard field goal, and Walt wins the underdog play. He misses for the first time all year. He misses from 36 yards. And Ramona, here's the thing. It went right over the top of the post. And, like, they debated for, like, 10 minutes whether it was good or not. But I don't know. I think had the post been extended, I think it would have actually hit the post. So I lose, Ramona. Except Oklahoma gets the ball back. And they get one more chance. They get one more chance. Again, they're in the same situation. So they elect to kick a field goal. And it's from 50 yards this time, but well within his range. He has made He's eight out of eight from beyond 50 yards on the year, and all of them would have been good from 60. I saw them all. They would have been good from 60. So now, Ramona, all you have to do is make a 50-yarder, and Walt wins his underdog play. He comes up short. He comes up like a yard short. The Luke Rose Award winner, 8 of 8 from beyond 50, comes up a yard short. He missed a 36 and a 50-yarder in the last 4 minutes, and Walt loses his underdog play. I want him investigated. I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, you can't win every time, but, you know, if you listen to us, we win most of the time. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. There are all sorts of boosts. Play every boost known to mankind. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. You know, you know what? Dress like a football player and you play like a football player, you friggin' loser. Quick break.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support to the stores we love to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com.
Merry Christmas.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm gonna write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
Looking for a smart, cost-saving upgrade for winter? Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, has a limited supply of select heat pumps that can qualify for federal tax credits and electric provider rebates, saving you thousands. These heat pump systems offer dependable performance with exceptional efficiency, advanced features, and innovative design. Act fast. Inventory is limited. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air or visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule two visits, one before the summer and one before the winter. This means that preventative measures are done on your HVAC before a small problem in your unit becomes irreparable. Members also get a discount on any repairs that they need, and they get priority in our schedule. Sign up for a Davis Services maintenance plan today and take advantage of our special fall pricing. Call 864-578-9233 today.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Tulu Road Rage, we are back. We're watching the Bluefield game, and all we really want, Ramona, is we want this game to end. We want the clock to move and the game to end. And our Washington State is on a little bit of a drive right now, so just keep it going. Keep running the ball, run the clock, let the game end. We need this game, Ramona. You need it. You need it, definitely. You got off to a little bit of a rough start.
I, like 2-8, right?
I think you were,
yeah, I
you
did
were 2-8.
Horrible.
But there's lots of games left, Ramona. Plenty of time to rally. You know, You know, I'm looking down the stretch of games, right? And Ohio's playing UNLV. And of course, I picked Ohio because I'm not picking Dan Mullen in anything anytime ever because he's the biggest loser in college football. Did he catch that? Wow, that's a throw. How about that throw? That's a 50-yard strike post pattern. How about that? That was you could not place this ball any better than he threw this. We'll take that, Ramona. I mean, he's fairly well covered. That's a great throw. We'll take that. Okay, Ramona, we feel good again. We feel good about this. Did he maintain through the catch, through the ground? Yes, yeah. He did, Ramon. He is so happy again. All right. But in any case, I'm looking down the slate of games, right? And Ohio U is playing UNLV. And again, UNLV, still coached by Dan Mullen, who I hate, and is the biggest loser in college football, loses every big game he's ever coached, loses to every ranked team he's ever played against. And so I figure that this constitutes a big game, and Ohio's usually a pretty good bowl team, so it was no choice for me here. Despite the fact, Ramona, despite this, I don't remember talking about this on the air. I meant to talk about this when it happened. I don't remember actually ever getting to this, and I don't remember anybody else getting to this. I don't even know if this is known. Ohio University's coach, Brian Smith, by the way, his name almost sounds like an alias. Brian Smith almost sounds like an alias.
Yeah.
Ohio University is not going to be coached by Brian Smith in their bowl game. Not for the reasons that normally a coach doesn't coach in a bowl game. No, Brian Smith is going to miss the game based on this. He's been relieved of his duties for cause, the school announced in a press release on December 17th. Quote, the termination follows an administrative review of allegations that Smith violated the terms of his employment agreement by engaging in serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's no good.
It's not.
No, none of that sounds good, does it? That sounds very bad.
It's especially very detailed bad.
Right. This guy's not leaving to go coach somebody else or anything else. No. This guy was dismissed after the season and before the bowl game. After an 8-4 season in which he's going to go to a bowl. So, in other words, this guy is not being dismissed for any football reasons or anything of that sort. So, the next question is, what did Bryan Smith do? And we have no idea because I have not seen any other information on this. I mean, you talk about keeping this on a down low. But, again, this line sounds very serious to me. And apparently it sounded very serious to Ramona. Let me reread it. From the university press release, the termination follows an administrative review of allegations that Smith violated the terms of his employment agreement by engaging in serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university. See, now, I think they should have to come out with this because we need to know what this is. Don't we?
We do.
I mean, serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university. I mean, that could be something that his neighbors need to know about. It could be something that the gambling public needs to know about. I mean, there's no telling what this means. But we need more information, Ohio U. We need more information on what is going on with Bryan Smith. And I'm a little surprised we haven't seen or heard anything in addition to that. At least I don't think so. If you can find me anything on that, let me know. Because I've not seen any update on that. I'm very curious about that. All right, Ramona, let's take a look at some of these games and what people did. So on this... on this Washington State-Utah State game, you and I are on Washington State. Ben Milstead's on Washington State. He's still dangerous in this contest. Nick went Utah State. Nick's off to a slow start, but he might rally. Kwok went Utah State. Sam went Utah State. We like those. We like those people who went Utah State. We like that because we're up 20. So we're feeling good at this moment. You're feeling much better. Mike went Washington State. Mike won the regular season. By the way, Ramona, you were actually very close in the regular season.
I did get close, didn't I? After
yes, you
all.
Did. Yeah, you did. You're like 6 or 7 games over 500. Morgan Thomas. With Washington State. So my best friend Morgan Thomas will be tied for the lead with me and with Sam, if that holds up. Will went Utah State. John went Washington State. Fax went Utah State. Mickey went Utah State. All right. After that, by the way, Utah State's driving again. After that, Louisville and Toledo, Ramona. I took Toledo, and you took Toledo. I don't like taking Toledo.
I took Toledo.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of taking Toledo, but I'm just not sure how motivated Louisville is going to be. That's what I was thinking. Right. They don't have their quarterback. They don't have any of their running backs. I think that's exactly what.
What my reasoning for it was.
I think they're all going to be out injured. So, meanwhile, I'm running Utah State's driving again. I don't like that. There's still a lot of time. There's still 13 minutes left in this game. Come on, Washington State. We need to stop. So, what do we have here? So, Nick took Louisville. You and I took Toledo. Ben Louisville, Kwok Louisville, Sam Louisville, Mike Louisville. Morgan Thomas, Toledo, Louisville, Toledo, Louisville, Louisville. So it's a bunch of Louisvilles. Do you have the final number breakdown?
I don't have that.
The part where they do the math for you? They didn't include the part where they do the math for you? You don't.
Well, I have it enlarged, but let me see. Something.
You don't like that. Just a little pro tip. Count the lower one.
I know, as well as you can do.
In other words, if there are only two on one side, count them and then subtract from 12.
I'm aware.
Okay, just want to make sure. I'll make sure you knew how to get there. All right. So it's mostly Louisville. What do we have? Like 1, 2, 3, 4 Toledos. It's 8-4. 8-4. Okay. That we did that one for you. All right. The next one will be on you. Southern Miss in Western Kentucky. I took Southern Miss. You took Southern Miss. I'm starting to think you cheated off my homework on the second one.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know how you did it when we played Win Wants Money, other than I didn't actually say you cheated. So you and I both took Southern Miss. I see Western Kentucky, another Western Kentucky. Oh, Sam took Southern Miss. Morgan Thomas took Southern Miss. Another guy cheated off our homework. And then John, Southern Miss. All right, so it looked like we have more Western Kentuckys there. Ohio and UNLV, the game I mentioned before. I'm surprised it's not all UNLV, quite honestly.
I don't think I've ever taken UNLV.
Yeah, I would never.
I took Ohio. Yeah,
I'll never take Dan Mullen for anything, as I've said, for nothing. Just the biggest loser in all of college football. All right, so we have you and I both took Ohio.
Yeah.
Nick, Ben, Kwok, Sam, Mike, Morgan Thomas took Ohio. Morgan Thomas definitely copying off of us, Ramona. He's my best friend. That's probably how he got it. Will, UNLV, Fax, and Mickey, UNLV. It's all basically all UNLV except the right people. Who went against Dan Mullen, and we will be rewarded for that, just like we told you with Alabama, Oklahoma. Trust me, Dan Mullen's not winning anything. It doesn't matter who he plays, and they have the better team. I mean, they do have the better team, but it's just not going to matter because Dan Mullen coaches them. Let me tell you about my friends at Iron Drive Floor Coatings. You work with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry because they have the best people and because they invest the most in the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality and duration of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You know, the dust, it's much longer lived. 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Lifetime adhesion warranty. Guaranteed as long as you own your own home. They're the best. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Lowcountry Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 Super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men. 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today. LowcountryMail.com.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton. Just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customized versatile 1- and 2-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at